At AM 1400 K1 and our community connection this morning brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center and Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move. First Baptist Church and by your Northwestern Mutual agent, Sam Stoya. Community connection, focusing on a couple of United Way programs, and we continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and it is a United Way-focused community connection this morning. Abigail's back in. Good morning,
yes.
Ma'am.
Good morning, Charlie. We're excited to be here.
Well, you know, we're kind of getting towards the end of the calendar year. I mean, Thanksgiving coming up in a week or so, and that means that the giving continues, right?
Yes, we're at 55% right now, Charlie. We're excited about that. Mm-hmm. Reports will keep coming in, and businesses are still pledging, so campaigns are ongoing. I went to a kickoff at Zachary just last week, so campaigns are still in progress.
Businesses, large and small, it takes all of us, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to our victory celebration in January. We're starting work on that. We don't have an exact date or time yet, but we're really excited to have a time to thank all of our donors and everyone who's been involved in our campaign. All of our volunteers, everyone who's run a company campaign, everyone who's helped us along the way. It's truly, Charlie, we couldn't do it without the community. It takes all of us coming together to raise this money for our agencies.
Well, and there's a phrase that goes around the United Way, and I hope I get it right. Kirsten's quoted it to me several times. Give, work, advocate. Is that right?
Give, advocate, volunteer.
Volunteer, okay.
Yes.
I was close.
Volunteer and work are very similar.
Yeah,
yes.
And it takes those volunteers. And,
yes.
And I think we have a couple of agencies that make good use of those volunteers.
Yes.
Well, who'd you bring along this morning?
Well, today we have Jamie Wood from Mary Martha Outreach and Robert Phillips from the YMCA.
Okay. Well, because Jamie's sitting a little bit closer to the microphone than Robert is. Jamie, good morning, and thank you so much for all that you and your friends do down at Mary Martha. Thank you very much.
Well, good morning, Charlie. It's great to be here.
And Robert's being a great friend to you this morning.
Yes, he is. He always is a great friend.
Mary Martha, you serve so many people, larger than just the Bartlesville area. How big an outreach does Mary Martha cover?
Well, the Mary Martha Pantry and the three programs that the United Way supports feeds. We do about five agencies,
mm-hmm.
two in southeastern Kansas, and
if you're into Western Kansas, you're a bigger agency. Than
well, that's right, yeah. That's right, and three here in northeastern Oklahoma.
And
but in the food distribution, we're doing about seven counties right now.
Mm-hmm. And I know that we think that we're a relatively low poverty area, and maybe nationally that's true, but we still have a lot of people in need.
Absolutely. We have, you know, last year we fed just unique people. We fed 5,344 people. That's
wow.
That's families, unique families. And this year, we in three quarters, we've already fed more than that than we did for the whole year last year.
What does that say about what's going on in northeast Oklahoma? Just a lot of hungry people, I guess, but
there are a lot of hungry people, but there's a lot of people in the surrounding states that have lost their houses. And so they've of course lost their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're looking for older members of the family who actually have a house so that they can move together and just survive until the job market improves.
Well, I mean, you look at just Montgomery County, Kansas, since you talked about that one, and I did a story on this fairly recently. You know, there are three major employers in Montgomery County, Amazon, Southwire, and Mercy Hospital Independence, in the past year or 18 months have all closed.
Right.
And I think it says just that one county, and you kind of look at how that spreads across what Nowata County, Washington County, Osage County, the other counties that you deal with, and the words Mary Martha are probably spoken a lot.
Well, hopefully in a good vein.
I hope so. But you also give those of us an opportunity to donate a lot of items, whether it's clothing or furniture or other in-kind donations, let alone your monetary need that the United Way helps out with.
That's right. And of course, you can always gauge the economy when things are not quite as good in town. People start reselling their things, mm-hmm, rather than donating them.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of resale shops around town. So right now we really need clothing. I mean, we've never been in this capacity before when we were short. So we're really in need of that. Well, and of course, we're always looking for volunteers.
Well,
to help us.
Clothing-wise, and I'm going to kind of spread this out and say it's probably the whole family, but are there specific areas, youngsters, boys, girls, adult men, adult women, is any particular need?
Children and men.
Okay.
You know, men want to hang on to those things as long as possible.
We tend to wear things longer. Ladies are more fashion conscious, and your fashions change more often than ours do.
Well, that's true. Just look at Robert here.
I will look at Robert here in just a moment. Well, I can get my camera out. We can do this live on Facebook if you want. But are there when people need you? When they walk in the door, there's always a smile. There's always a say, how can we help?
Well, yes, and I think the fact that it's a one-stop shop, mm-hmm, helps. You know, you can get the household things, you can get your hair cut, you can get the clothing, the food, furniture, all of that stuff technically in one place.
Yeah, and you need volunteers to help move that stuff, load people's cars, unload the trucks when they bring it in, and again, just be there, that smile, that word of encouragement for folks.
Oh boy, and you really do need that. You know, and thanks to our neighbors down south, Walmart Food Distribution Center, you know, last year they gave us 2 million pounds of food. This year in three quarters, they've already surpassed that.
You and Sherry Smith are singing the same song.
Oh, boy. There's nobody in the world like Walmart Food Distribution Center.
Yeah, and I know that you're always very upfront in giving them a lot of credit because, well, the numbers show what they're giving. That helps.
That's right. We couldn't do it. We could not do it without them.
What else do you have a need? And then, of course, I want at least to cover all the programs that the United Way funds for you. But what other needs right now today does Mary Martha have?
Diapers.
Okay.
We're always in need of diapers. And then clothing right now. And, of course, as you know, canned goods are always in demand. But basically, the clothing and the diapers right now,
yeah,
are what we really need.
Well, and as we change seasons right now, in one sense, I can see people going through their closets and looking at all the long sleeve stuff that, oh, I can't wear this anymore or whatever, and they can give it to you. But I can also see a lot of summertime stuff coming your way because we're done with it for a while and you don't want to store it for 6 months.
Yeah, that's the truth. And, you know, that's one thing about having that big, huge building. We've got room to store it. So
yeah,
we're happy to have summer things right now.
What donation times? When can people drop stuff off for you?
From 8 until 11 and from 1 to 3:30.
And you've got volunteers there ready to help out.
True.
Day of Caring helped you out a little bit, didn't they, this year?
Oh, my goodness. They help us out every year. You know, they catch us up. What it boils down to is the thundering herd comes, and they get everything done that we've had to neglect while we were just serving the people. So they're wonderful.
Yeah.
They're wonderful.
But the mission continues. What would you like to be able to add to what you're already doing? And I know United Way does a lot, and they're funding, you know, I don't think they fund everybody's request all eight, but they certainly fill a lot of it. What needs are yet to be met in your mission?
Well, we can't start anything new at this point. You can get grants for capital funding projects, mm-hmm, like freezers and trucks and everything. But for operating expenses, it's extremely hard. That comes from the money that's raised by the United Way and fundraisers and all of that. And we could really use another employee or two who is young enough to do the heavy lifting when all of these agencies come to pick up their food. It's extremely difficult to do that. Now, we can use older volunteers all the time for picking the food for each individual basket, but when it comes time to load all of that poundage into the agencies, it takes a young person.
It really does. You have a lot of fun with a race downtown every year.
We do. The Shamrock DeVille over the St. Patrick's Day time, and we race those couches. And hopefully I can stay on my couch this year instead of ending up in the middle of the street for the third consecutive year.
How is it that you always manage to do that?
I don't know. I think the people want to get even with me over the year or something. I don't know, Charlie. It's just beyond me.
I can't imagine that you'd have that many friends that would want to play a trick on you, so you must have offended somewhere along.
I guess so. This time it was when somebody was pushing, had two people pushing, and one guy fell down right off the bat, so that meant that the other person continued to push, and we did 360s the entire way of the course.
Can they give you a call and volunteer?
They just show up, Charlie.
Oh, good.
Yes, they don't need to call. Just show up. We'd love to have them.
Head west and go to Mary Martha Outreach. You are needed this week and for the rest of the year and on into 2017. We'll continue and focus on the YMCA coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church's focus on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
As life expectancies grow in the U.S., the potential need for long-term care grows as well. A Northwestern Long-Term Care Insurance Company policy can help you pay for that care. Flexible coverage can include extended care in your own home as well as in a facility. To learn more, call Sam Stoya at 336-5717. That's Sam Stoya at 336-5717. Sam Stoya is licensed to sell long-term care insurance for the Northwestern Long-Term Care Insurance Company, a subsidiary of the Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Regarding policy form number RSLTC 1101.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, and again, focusing on, the people that represent the agencies that serve you under the headline, the banner of the United Way, and Mary Martha Outreach, certainly one of the great agencies that always needs your support and your help. YMCA, other than a great song, it's also a great place to go visit, and Robert, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
And your mission, in one sense, is the same as when the YMCA started. You're just doing it a little bit differently now, right?
Yes. We've made a lot of improvements over the past few years. Our swimming pool really helps us get into community. Mm-hmm. We have a large senior aquatics program a lot of people come and use, and a lot of other people use it for exercise. You know, it's less impact on the joints, so the swimming pools really are impact in the community. But we started something 2 years ago, and we really expanded last year, is our Learn to Swim program, which is funded by the United Way. Mm-hmm. Where we've this year, I guess, we taught every second grader in the Bartlesville School District and Osage Hills 1 week of free swim lessons.
That's great.
Through the United Way and donations, we're able to fully fund the transportation, the bus drivers, the instructors, and the kids who can't afford swimsuits or don't have them. We actually buy swimsuits for the kids. And this is going to be tough on me. Thanks to Mary Martha's, Jamie sitting beside me, we're able to provide snacks for the kids. They get to come, and it's something that she approached me about, and we start providing snacks, and it's amazing. Some of the kids, when we do give them fruit and different items from Walmart Distribution Center that's donated to Mary Martha's through us, how excited the kids get now over oranges and bananas, strawberries and everything else that they donate, because they don't normally get that because of the high price of those things.
Seemingly simple things that,
yes,
that the majority of us say, oh yeah, it's over there, you want some, have some, but if you don't have any, it's a big deal.
Yes, and it's, and the kids that come swimming, I mean, you know, I talk about kids not having swimsuits. I mean, so we have second graders that have not been in swimming pools before. Mm-hmm. And are scared to death, and we're introducing them to the pool, and we, you know, try to teach them safety skills and to swim. Our goal with all the kids to swim the width of the pool with the assistance of a swim device, a noodle or a kickboard, that they can at least, if they get into a pool, they can find their way to the side.
Yeah, and then once you've done that 1 week and it's just kind of a taste of what they can do, then how do you lead them back in and keep them on going?
We work with the teachers. We try to pass out free swim lesson passes to some of the kids who really need it. We do provide every child that participates a free family swim pass. Mm-hmm. To come back to the YMCA with their parents. We're hoping to encourage that bond between the kids and the parents to come to the YMCA and try us out. And we just hopefully roll it into that. So the parents, the teachers really help us out picking out the kids that need it and everything.
Now, the teachers are a great resource for so many programs, but you're singing their song, so I'm going to lead us right on down that path.
Yes.
It's the teachers frequently that identify kids that may, for any other reason, slip through the cracks.
Yes, they do a great job. We communicate with the teachers before the lessons start, and they tell us who needs swimsuits. So we get them the swimsuits ahead of time, so the kids aren't singled out. You know, they send them home, and they all know that. And the teachers are great. Several of them, a majority of them, actually get in the pool with their students and help with the lessons. So that kind of, that confidence that the kids already have in their teachers, that continues in the swimming pool. So we count on a lot of volunteers and our staff to teach the kids. But when those kids that are a little skittish of the pool see their teachers in the pool, they're like, okay, it must not be that bad.
there is that first time getting in the water that's deeper than what you might sit in a bathtub with, that I'm sorry, for every youngster, or at least most youngsters, there is that certain time that you say, what's going on? I need to get out of here.
Yes. And we do have kids that, you know, we have a five-day week, obviously, with the kids. It takes us 2 or 3 days to actually get them in the pool. And the depth grip that some of the kids have is truly amazing. When they, the first day when they get on you, they're not going to let go. They're drawing blood. You know, you have, you know, fingernail niches in your arm. And it's tough. And some of them, you know, kids are kids. They try to make excuses and try not to get in, don't feel good or you know. But we finally get them in there and work with them. And we try to get them back. And those kids, we offer special, you know, free month membership or something, try to get the parents to continue to work with them, or what it can take to get them back in the pool, because, you know, that is so important that these kids learn the basic, you know, survival skills around a pool.
Mm-hmm. And besides that, it's a fun, enjoyable experience that with those skills you can get back and I don't care if you're never going to swim, you know, 5 laps on the pool, you're in the water and you're having fun.
Yes, and it's a lifelong skill. We have a fella that comes to the YMCA that's probably mid-90s that swims a couple of days a week. Mm-hmm. And he's been a member of the YMCA for as long as he's, you know, he learned how to swim in the YMCA.
Well, we've been talking about youngsters, but there is that other end of the spectrum. Your service to seniors, you touched on it briefly, you know, getting them in the water and just getting that low resistance exercise going for them.
Yes, it really helps. We keep our pool a little warmer than actually a lap swim. It's more for the heat and the joints and the seniors that we do have come to the pool. And it's, you know, it's not quite a therapy pool, but it's not quite a lap swim pool either. So it's kind of in the middle. And a lot of seniors and active older adults will come in the mornings and help get their joints and muscles loosened up. And that's how they kind of start the day.
What other services does the Y offer? And let's start with United Way, but we can expand that out. What else do you offer?
They help us fund the senior programs, or active older adults. That really helps us in the aquatics. And they've kind of expanded that to the land as well. So there's some yoga and Tai Chi classes they help fund as well to keep the seniors active and stretching. And mobility with that. And they also help us with our tackle football and cheerleading program, which is a big expense. Mm-hmm. We have a good partnership, a really good partnership with the high school to use athletic fields, and it's been great, the partnership we have with them, as we've counted them for years. But the cheerleading program has really grown. We've had, this year we put together a committee that really helped us make sure we're meeting all the needs of the parents and the kids, from the cheerleading to the tackle football.
Well, it's so many places across the country, so many people can point to learning swim or learning football skills or some of those other things at the Y. Whether we ever made it back after we graduated from high school is another story, but so many of us learned those skills as a youngster at the Y.
Yes. I have to pick on one guy. I'm not sure if he's listening, but we recently updated our basketball goals in our gym, and there was one fella that used to play basketball there a lot. He claimed the right of an old broken up goal that we took down, claiming that he made the most baskets and like goals, and has been up, and that was Mark Kane. So he took a basketball goal, a rim, and a backboard with him, claiming he'd made the most shots on that goal in the history of that gym.
Well, as long as he didn't break the backboard, I guess we're in good shape.
Yeah, you know, there's a few dents, so he may have, you know, I'm not sure his, you know, how he came across making the most baskets, but, you know, I wasn't going to argue with him.
How can you and Mary Martha partner more and help more people?
They've been great with us as far as providing snacks for the kids, and they help us, you know, during the summer with our staff. We employ a lot of kids with our partnership with the city of the two city swimming pools. They help us provide snacks for the kids that are working long shifts. That are out in the sun, you know, from 12 to 6.
Yeah.
So they help us a lot with that. And we count on them for some of the needs, helping them, you know, outfit the kids and to learn to swim and everything else. So it's been great.
Jamie, we're finding out more and more things about what you do after I get done talking to you. That's wonderful. Thank you for helping out the Y. We appreciate Mary Martha one more time.
Well, we're happy to do it. And, you know, I would like to say one thing, Charlie, and that is that Artisville is so fortunate. I mean, if you're going to be in an agency, this is the best place in the world to be there. You know, the United Way has a new director, and Lisa just seems great. She's jumping in, ready to work with her already wonderful staff, you know, and the agencies all get along so great. We're all great friends. We wouldn't dream of not going to the as far as we can go to help them do anything they need to have done. So it's a great place, not even counting the donors. But when you look at the wonderful donors we have, it's fabulous. It's a pleasure and an honor doing business here.
Well, if you did not get a good message from one of these two agencies, you weren't listening very long. Time to get your checkbook out, get your pledge sheet out, and fill it out. And Abigail, people can give all kinds of ways to the United Way, whether it's at work, through payroll deduction, write you a check, or so many other ways, right?
Yes, and you can visit our website at BartlesvilleUW.org, and there's all the information on how to get involved with United Way. And we also have all of our agencies' websites and how to get involved with them, too. So if you're interested in volunteering or diving in with one of our partner agencies.
And if you don't know how to swim, then you can dive in, and Robert can help you with the rest of it.
Absolutely.
News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. It's 5 before 9.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner.